And our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Hear the word of the Lord. Now, on that same day, two of them were coming to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astonished us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made to know to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the last couple weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, I imagine within our world and know that there has been lots of disappointment, lots of anger because of the fact that we are postponing life in a lot of ways. We have people who have postponed weddings and birthdays. School activities have been stopped for the time being. And so with all of these postponements, with all of this difference of life that we are living currently, we're disappointed. We're disappointed because a couple of months ago, when 2019 was ending and 2020 was beginning, and that New Year's celebration, many of us were hoping that 2020 was going to be the best year yet to have. And yet, now, almost 5 months later, we're wondering if we can go back to 2019. I know for myself, I had very high expectations of this year. Getting ordained at annual conference in the end of May, getting married to my fiance in July, You know, this year was supposed to be a good year. And while all of those things are going to happen, while ordination is just being moved to August for the time being, while I'm still getting married in July as of now, there's still disappointment because the expectations and the thoughts and the beliefs that we had for this year are now so different. And not always how we had hoped. And so there's that disappointment. Because we had hoped for this. We had hoped for that. In our scripture reading today, we look at these two men who are walking down this road to Emmaus. They are talking and discussing about what had just happened with Jesus of Nazareth. And then they encounter this stranger who they do not recognize, but that we know as the readers is Jesus. And they ask, how do you not know about this Jesus of Nazareth? Because Jesus is asking, what are y'all talking about? What is it that this conversation is about? But what is interesting, while these two men are talking to this stranger, it's what they say in verse 21 that really is similar to what we are going through today. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped, these two men had hoped, that this man, this Jesus of Nazareth, this prophet, was going to be the one to redeem Israel. And at this point, you know, people had gone to the tomb of Jesus and had seen that Jesus is not there, but yet Jesus is still nowhere to be found. They're still wondering, where is it that Jesus, this body that was laying there 3 days ago, where has it gone? This man who was thought to be the Messiah, who was thought to be the one that would redeem this world. You can hear the disappointment in their voices. The same disappointment that we have in our lives. And it's not just in this moment of dealing with a global pandemic that we have this disappointment. Because there are always moments and times within our lives where something doesn't go as we had hoped. We deal with that disappointment from small to big. Think about something small as a child or maybe even as a grown adult. When Christmas time rolls around and you open up all the gifts and you see that that one gift that you were so hoping for was not there. You had hoped to receive that gift and you didn't. And you were then disappointed. So that's a small version of disappointment that we deal with. But then disappointment also comes in a big variety. Think about a job that you have. For whatever reason, it doesn't work out. Maybe there's cutbacks within the company, and you're let go. And you were hoping that maybe this job would be the one that you retire from. You had hoped for a different outcome. And you're disappointed that the situation did not meet the expectations that you had hoped for. See, we face that same disappointment, that same confusion, that same wondering that these two men who are walking to Emmaus are dealing with. And as they continue to walk, though, and continue to have this discussion, we see with Jesus talking to them that not only is Jesus kind of telling them, you know, you're foolish, that why is it you're slow to believe, but I feel like this is also an opportunity that Jesus is giving so that these two men can process that disappointment, that confusion. Because if Jesus wanted to, Jesus could make it where he is seen and that these two men know that Jesus is still alive, but for whatever reason, he is unrecognizable. They do not know who they are talking to. And yet they're talking to the Jesus, the one who they had hoped would redeem Israel. And they go on, and they get to Emmaus, and they invite this man to come to share a meal. And in those moments when Jesus then blesses and breaks bread with them, they are able to see of that resurrection. They have moved from that disappointment, that confusion. They have gone through this road, processed it, and they have now come to see that resurrection in the flesh. See, it's okay to have those disappointments, those confusions, that despair at times, because it happens within the realm of our lives. We do not live a life that is perfect. And not everything that we had hoped for happens. But as we move through that disappointment, as we move through that despair, in whatever situation of your life, and we open our eyes and our hearts so that we may see the resurrection that is right in front of us, so that we may help others know of that resurrection that is in front of them. As we unlock our hearts and our eyes from what we had hoped for to what is in front of us, we have the ability to truly be Easter people. To unlock our hearts. To unlock that disappointment that we may be going through today because of cancellations, postponements, the way that life is different than what we had hoped for in April of 2020. And we may unlock our hearts and be the Easter people that Jesus calls for us to be. To open up our eyes so that we don't miss the resurrections within our lives, and so that we can help others know of the resurrection in their lives. The hope that comes through the resurrection of Christ, seeing Christ moving, even in the disappointment, even in the confusion. Being Easter people each and every day of our lives, and knowing that our lives are not always going to go how we had hoped for, but that Jesus who is resurrected is right there in front of us. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the way that you continue to move within our lives. And we just ask, Lord, that you help us. You help us deal with the disappointment, the grief, the confusion that is within our lives and that shows up throughout our life. in order that we, as your people, are able to see the resurrected Christ in front of us in those moments, knowing that Christ is working right in front of us, and so that we can truly go out and to be Easter people that help others to know of the resurrected Christ that is in front of them. We love you and we trust you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.